Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm talking to James Whistler today. James, let's talk tankless water heaters today. We haven't talked about them in a little bit, so let's touch on some of the pros of owning a tankless water heater and then let's see, you know, some of the cons too as well for people who are making that decision soon.
Well, you know, I would say that there's definitely more benefits to a tankless water heater than there would be, cons to a tankless water heater. And so I'll cover the cons up front and we'll end on the pros, I guess. First and foremost, the tankless water heater is really the only effective option. There are products out there for both gas, meaning natural gas and LP gas, or electric. But unless it's just a very small house that maybe only has one bathroom and it's like a second cabin, getaway cabin or something like that, we really don't recommend the electric tankless water heaters. So if you don't have either natural gas or LP gas at your residence, that can kind of take that off the table, the tankless water heater option off the table, unless you want to add that to your home. So that can definitely be a frustration point sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is that just the sheer upfront cost of a tankless water heater. Now you get a lot of benefits whenever you invest in a tankless water heater, but it is going to be one of the most expensive options. And you kind of have to factor in what you get for what you spend up front to justify that cost. So one of the first things that come to mind is size. And, you know, a tankless water heater is going to hang on the wall. And in some, apartments or smaller residences, or, you know, even if you're wanting to do something with a space where the water heater is, you can put these up on the wall and then you can gain the floor space if you're replacing a tanked water heater. Mm. And some of these tank water heaters can get pretty large in size. So, that's kind of a simple thing, but it can, in the right situation, if you have a closet or, you know, something like that, it can really make a difference. Next is just the lifespan. The tankless water heater has twice the life expectancy as a tank water heater.
Wow.
And so, yes, a tankless water heater is more cost up front, but if you can get twice the life expectancy out of a tankless water heater, that really starts to pose a very attractive cost of ownership. Comparing a electric 50-gallon electric water heater to a gas tankless water heater, you can actually, save 70% on your electrical bill by switching to a gas tankless water heater. And so that can be very significant. If your tankless water heater is only going to run about $180 a year of expense, whereas a electric tank water heater, depending on its age, can, definitely exceed $600 a year.
Hmm.
So it's a big difference there, just with the cost of ownership and the efficiency. But one of the really cool things is I think everyone has experienced a cold shower because the hot water runs out. So a tankless water heater is endless. As long as you provide, some type of fuel for it and power to it, it's going to provide hot water for you. So you can fill up those, if you have a large soaking tub, whereas you might've had a problem in the past of filling that up all the way. You can do that with a tankless water heater, or if you're taking longer showers or have a larger family, those type of things, it can just be a really great benefit for, not having to ever take a cold shower again because of the lack of hot water volume.
You mentioned all the benefits of cost and return on investment, but that's the one that sticks out to me the most.
Absolutely. If you've ever lived, behind certain people in the family and you end up with a cold shower, I think most of us, as we grow up, we would pay whatever we need to keep that from happening again. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so if you have any questions about tankless water heaters, if you're trying to decide what's best for your home, you can reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air at 540-483-9382.